Hey, this is Dana Wood teaching Homeschool Philosophies 101 Light. I've taught this class before and it's a fire hose, and because there's so much information, so I'm going to try and slow down a little bit and give you the bare bones and give you a jumping off place to figure out where it is that you're most comfortable with. Okay, there we go. So just as a background, I've been homeschooling for over 30 years. This is my group. I have two daughters and I have eight sons, and there's 23 years difference between my oldest and my youngest, so I will be homeschooling forever. And I really know that because I have 14 grandkids and they're all being homeschooled as well. So this is going to be a never-ending, just like you guys were talking about, perpetual influence. So when I first started homeschooling all those many years ago, there were three curriculums. And they were all textbooks. They were meant for the private school, and they were not conducive to the reasons that I had decided not to public school my kids. And so I became very frustrated with what I was using. But now there is so much available out there, it's unbelievable. And it can be overwhelming. And you can have a hard time deciding what it is that you want to do. So why should you even care about what homeschool philosophies are? It's because most curriculum is based off of one of these philosophies. And if you understand that philosophy, you're not going to buy books you don't need. You're not going to waste money. I mean, okay, it's a given. You will waste money. That's just part of the homeschool experience. And you will have books in your house that you're like, okay, these books are so horrible, I can't even give them to somebody because I will be perpetuating this horribleness of what this book is. Most importantly, it's so you don't have to pull out your hair thinking that you are the problem, that your kids are struggling, and it's not you, it's the curriculum. So we're going to talk about the different types of curriculum, and we're going to talk about how they are put together and why they would or not benefit, whether they would or would not benefit your family. Okay, so what do you look for in a philosophy or a method? First of all, you have to understand, does it fit with my overall idea of what education is in my home? In other words, are you looking to have your kids sit at the kitchen table and everybody does their schoolwork and it's very self-contained? Or do you want to go have fun learning adventures? That is going to influence which curriculum you're going to use.